Welcome back to Becoming Next on Scene, everybody. It's another awesome week. It is officially holiday season. Now that we're like a week out from Christmas. So I wish you guys all a super happy holidays, Christmas and Hanukkah. Can't forget my Jews, being half Jew myself. Happy Kwanzaa. I'm not sure when that is, but I'm thinking of you all. So excited to have an awesome guest on the line today, Michelle Sophie. She has a local TV show in Stoughton, Mass today. So I'm so excited to interview her, talk about how she got started, all that good stuff. Also, since we have gone, since my last podcast, we launched the Winter Magazine, which will run until March. So if you are interested in scoping us out, go to nextonscene.com. So exciting. We have exclusive gift guides for your pets, for him, for her, for everybody. Style tips, hair tips, makeup tips, energy healing, tips about radio and advertising, which is so fascinating because we have this awesome podcast and all that good stuff. So I am so excited to have Michelle on today, have her inform us about her amazing show and inspire you all, as she's really big in the nonprofit sector. So we're going to talk a lot about nonprofits today. But other than that, can't wait to share all our amazing upcoming guests we have coming soon. I also have an exciting announcement. You are hearing this on air. I will be covering for Next On Scene Miss America tomorrow night, Thursday night. So I will definitely be sharing that experience, and you'll be definitely seeing that in my next magazine. So that will be out in the spring. So excited. Look for me tomorrow night on NBC. Maybe you'll see me. Maybe you won't. I don't know. But I'm just really excited about this opportunity that I was asked to go cover it once in a lifetime. So be on the lookout for this PR social media girl. Sending so many positive vibes to all of you amazing audience members. Also wanted to put out there that my mastermind programs launch next month. So we have a virtual and in-person option. If you are local to Massachusetts, would love to have you in person. If you are not, definitely scope us out at our on my website at nextonscene.com/mastermind. So excited to share all our awesome upcoming experts we're bringing in this season for the next 6 months and all that good stuff. So be on the lookout for me tomorrow evening. Well, by the time you hear this, it'll be today, right? Because I'm making this live Thursday. So be on the lookout for me on NBC tomorrow night at Miss America in Connecticut. But outside of that, so excited to have Michelle Sophie on. Definitely stay tuned for this amazing rock star, because she's becoming Next On Scene.
The ups, the downs, and all the in-between. What it takes to become Next On Scene. Are you next? Follow us at Next On Scene.
All right, everybody. I officially have the amazing producer and TV host, Michelle Sophie, on the line. Hi, Michelle. How are you today?
I'm doing well, thank you. How are you?
Good. So excited to have you on. You and I have been friends for a couple of years now, so it's so awesome that we reconnected and we're doing some great stuff together.
Yes, absolutely. I'm so honored to be, you know, on this podcast today.
I am so happy to have you. So let's talk about, I do a little bit of an introduction, you know, before you come on to tell people all about the cool stuff you're doing. So who is Michelle mm-hmm. Sophie in three words? How would you describe yourself?
Okay, well, I'm a mother first, a wife. I'd like to think I'm a visionary, but, you know, I'm a hardworking person trying to just build and create things and do things and be positive in life.
I love it. Absolutely love it. I love the visionary word. I think that's so profound. That's awesome.
Yeah.
So fun. So, okay, awesome. So tell us about your background. Like, how did you fall into the world of producing and TV? Like, how did that all work out for you and pan out? What inspired it?
Okay. Well, originally I started out in healthcare management. And I had a young son at the time, and it was kind of hectic for me to do both. So I kind of weaned off that a little bit, and I remained a stay-at-home mom for a while. So, but, you know, as he got older, I wanted to do more. And, you know, watching programs with Barbara Walters and, let's say, like Michelle Obama, seeing all these strong, positive smart women, even Katie Couric. I wanted to do something more like a talk show, but I didn't have a journalism background, but I still felt like I can do something in that area. So when the opportunity presented itself to have a show on a cable channel in Stoughton, I just jumped right on it.
So cool. And then obviously you rebranded, recently. So tell us about the new name, how the show runs for people who haven't heard of it. Give us a breakdown of the show.
Yeah. So originally the show was really light and fun. And, we poked fun at a lot of celebrities and we made, current events and things like that. But I felt like, something was missing. So I wanted to do something with a little bit more substance. So now I'm a big YouTube fan and I see so many different things that's going on around the world, sex trafficking, water issues in different parts of Africa. So I figured I can bring awareness to people here in our country, some of them that are, because I think we're so privileged here in America that sometimes we just go on with our daily lives and, we're not really, not all, but most of us, we're just going on with our daily life and just so much more going on in the world. So I figured that, now I can rebrand my show and probably highlight some of those important things that are going on around the world and, bring more awareness to my viewers.
Love it. I mean, we were even talking about how you're an avid traveler too. So you've seen a lot of things. So who better to talk about it from perspective, right?
Yes, I love traveling. My husband and I, we do a lot of traveling now since, my son's older and he's out the house. So every chance we get, we're off.
Why not? Why not?
Yeah. Either somewhere in the Caribbean, we're always abroad or, Europe or Africa. Mostly Morocco.
So cool.
That, we spend a lot of time in.
I mean, I kind of just want to chime in about Morocco just because I have listenership that's from there. And I actually have clients that are from there also. So what would you how is the lifestyle in terms of, is it same or is it different? What is it like over there? I'm fascinated.
Okay. So they're very religious. I think they're 99% Muslim.
Uh-huh.
But, I'm noticing from the first time I went over there in 2005 till now, things have changed a lot. They are becoming very Western. So usually the young girls would cover up, but now they just wear Western clothing. And, you would never, years ago, you wouldn't see anyone wearing a midriff or anything like that. But now it's anything goes.
Anything. So, why not is the word of the day. Exactly. Love it.
I was really surprised to see the cultural change in Morocco. But, they're still very old world. But it's such a beautiful place. The sceneries, the different parts of Morocco is just, it's exquisite. And not to mention the food is so delicious. I think one of their main dishes is couscous.
Is it really? Who knew? Never knew that came from there. Cool fact of the day.
Yeah. Main dish is couscous with and I think they garnish it with different meats. You can have lamb and veggies and couscous or chicken or beef or whatever. And it's absolutely a delightful dish. Let me tell you, I love it.
So back to your show. So when are you relaunching with the new name? And tell everybody your new name of the show.
Okay, so I think the new name would be Tea, Scones, and Biscuits.
So cute. Love it.
Okay, that's subject to change. But I kind of like it because
I think it's catchy. Party. Right. I think Tea Party is so cute.
Yeah, you can sit at my table while I introduce someone or I interview someone. We can have some scones and some tea or some biscuits and sip tea and talk.
I love
it. So... yeah, I think that's what I'll do. And so I think I want to start doing some new shows for the new year. And so probably January. I have a couple of shows that I haven't edited as yet that I plan to relaunch in the new year.
So exciting. And also, you know, you could talk about your fun travels and like foods and all that. I mean, I figured over tea, like everybody wants to hear about that stuff, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, why not? So cool. Okay, so I also talked about how you're really big in the nonprofit. Like before you came on, I talked about how you're big supporting nonprofits. You're also now on, like you're a board member basically, or like helping facilitate events for big, you know, functions for nonprofits. So tell us a little bit about, first of all, the company you're currently working with, the one that you had the gala for in November, and the cause behind it.
Okay.
And to follow up on that question also, tell us, I mean, obviously you talked about sex trafficking. Like, what is your goal to help in the nonprofit sector? So two-part question.
Okay. So, yeah. So right now I'm on the gala committee for the Visitor Nurses of Boston. And what they do is they put on a gala every year to raise money for the organization. So visitor nurses, you know, if you're sick and, you know, you're in between stages of the hospital, you're not really sick enough to be in the hospital, but you're not really well enough to be on your own.
Right.
So they will send out one of their nurses to either a RN or LPN to help you out in the house, to change bandages, to dispense medications for you, to educate you on your health care, just to guide you through wellness until you are at that stage to, you know, be on your own again. So I'm on that gala committee, and it's been a whirlwind of fun. I mean, we have, I think this year we raised over $300,000.
So awesome.
And hopefully next, and next year we hope to raise even more in 2020.
So, and galas, like, I feel like people don't dress up as much as they used to, too. So why not give back and, like, dress up and support a great cause, right?
Right, exactly. And they really dressed up and came out this year.
Love it.
So it was really nice. It was, yeah, it was kind of like a nice pre-holiday event. You know, the mayor was there. He was one of our guest speakers. Malika Marshall, who's, I think she's a correspondent for Channel, I want to say 4 or 5, one of those network channels. She's a medical correspondent for them. She was the host. And it was really a fun night, you know. The mayor gets out and he gives his little speech. And he actually had 2 events that night, but I'm glad he made it to ours.
I'm glad. Right. I mean, that's pretty special, right?
Yeah.
So cool. And then you were also
a live band.
Oh, they had live band too. Yeah, so cool. I don't mean to interrupt. I was just thinking about when you and I hung out and you were telling me about the nonprofits you interviewed for your show and like how you're really bringing light to people that don't know about them, you know? And I think that that is so awesome.
Yeah. So a lot of the Patriots players, they have charities, charitable events that they raise money for. Like, I interviewed Dante Hightower for the Patriots, and he has a charitable event that raises money for diabetes. I interviewed Devin McCourty. He does the Sex Doll Casino Night. I interviewed, Devin McCourty. Oh, also Gerard Mayo. He doesn't do it now, but he did a couple of years ago. They changed it now, I think. His last name is White. He does it, but they do like a fundraiser at King's in Dedham, which is bowling, and they raise money for Boston Medical Center. Gerard Mayo's done that for the past several years, and I covered maybe 3 events for them. Now it's called Little Feet, and I forgot the player's name. His last name is White. Is it Jason White?
Is he on the Patriots?
Yeah, from the Patriots, and he does Little Feet, and he's raising
Is it Mark?
At King.
Does that ring a bell?
Mark?
I don't know.
No.
Maybe not.
His last name is White.
I'm looking this up.
Okay, yeah.
But in the meantime, I mean, I wanted to just talk about how you're bringing light to those organizations because they need more exposure than anybody else, right? So it's awesome.
Yeah.
James Calvin White is his name. James White.
Yeah, James White. I was thinking Jason. Yeah. So now he's taken over because, you know, Gerard Mayo's a coach now. So I think he has very little time. But Jason White, he does it now. I think they're called Little Feet. And And he's raising money now for Boston Medical Center. So next year, I'm going to cover that event and going forward. So when I cover those events, I bring my camera crew in and we interview the players as they come down the red carpet. And then I get back into the studio and edit it, and I present it to all my viewers so they'll actually know what's going on and bring life. And they can also donate to those causes.
Love it. And so then also... No, go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt. Go ahead. I didn't want to interrupt.
Yeah, so one of the most prestigious ones that I did was with Kelly Ripa and Donna Cameron on the Hamptons. She does a charitable event for ovarian cancer. She does it every year, and that was really, really great. I mean, I saw so many celebrities walk down the red carpet, and Kelly Ripa, she was just so fun, so witty, and charming, and just very engaging. So that was a really treat to go out there and
so cool.
Bring light to that.
And then you also interviewed Whitney Houston's bodyguard, right? That was awesome.
Yes, that was really a good one. I have that one up on YouTube on Michelle Sophie's Hidden Gems. He was very interesting. Like, he was Whitney Houston's bodyguard for lots of years. He was also her bodyguard while she was in rehab. And he just has a lot of information about, Whitney Houston and what she's went through and her struggles. And, it's up on my YouTube channel if anyone wants to catch that.
So cool. Can you give us, like, for my audience who hasn't seen it, can you give us, like, a highlight of one of the most memorable things that he said to you?
I think one of the most memorable things that he said was, he said Whitney Houston, she's kind of misunderstood, that she's really, a good person. They had, he's known her for a lot of years. So they had a lot of fun together. He lived in the same house as Whitney lived in. He lived with them.
Wow.
So that was really surprising to me that, she was so open to let this guy move in with her and her daughter and live with them. But yeah, he said that she definitely had a problem with drugs and alcohol.
Wow. I think it's so interesting. Yeah. It tells you a lot about her too, that she let him live with them,
Yeah, right. And she was a good person at heart, very religious, very,
she's just an icon. Like, who doesn't love her? Like, she is just iconic. Like, love her.
Yeah. But I felt like we haven't known the real Whitney in so many years.
Right.
Because, she had an addiction.
I know.
But when she first came out, she was incredible.
Yeah, it's a good point. It's sad. It is sad in that world. You know, sometimes fame catches up with people in not the best ways,
Yeah. He also talked about being bodyguard for the Kardashians. He was bodyguard to Khloe Kardashian and Kourtney Kardashian when they did that whole reality show in Miami, Florida.
That's hysterical.
Yeah.
That is so funny. Oh my God. Love it. So everybody can find that on your YouTube, right?
Awesome. If you just Google Michelle Sophie Hidden Gems, you'll find that interview.
Love it. And it's Sophie with an F, guys. I just want to tell them for spelling purposes, it's Sophie with an F.
Mm-hmm.
So cool. All right. So now let's talk about your latest venture you're doing. So you're getting a real estate license, which I am so excited for you about. How is that going, by the way?
Oh, my goodness. It's so hard.
It is hard.
It's so hard to focus and to study.
But
I can tell you this. I love, love, love real estate. I love, like, the brownstones, the bullfronts, colonials, bungalows, the whole shebang. And not only do I want to sell those properties, I want to, find a way to educate first-time home buyers and also people that are afraid to buy. I want them to know that they can buy, and it's so much better than renting.
Right.
I mean, if you have to rent, then fine. Rent and save money to purchase that home. But, just other options, so you don't have to buy, like, a big house. You can buy a starter home, a condo. So, I've for years, I've loved real estate.
Yeah,
and
I mean,
years, I've wanted to,
I love all the real estate shows. I watch them all.
Yeah, all different aspects of real estate, the renovations, the flipping of the homes.
Totally.
All that I love. The staging of the homes.
The staging part is probably really fun.
Yeah, I'm really excited, and I can't wait to get started.
So awesome. Well, I'm sending you positive vibes for that exam. And you know, it's not easy for anybody. So when you pass, you better do a celebration.
I sure will.
Better.
So definitely will.
Over, you know, the next year, what are what are your top five goals that you have as an entrepreneurial woman?
Okay. So some of my goals for next year, let's see. I definitely want to be head first into real estate. I definitely want to make my show a lot better with more substance. I want to engage more traveling, definitely. Two more. I feel like I can do so much more with real estate. That's really my big focus, and different aspects in real estate I want to focus on, like maybe flipping homes at some point, maybe staging at some point.
Why not? I think real estate is a really good overall goal to have, you know?
Yeah, and it's a great investment. You know, you can't go wrong with it.
It's true. All right, Michelle, what was your becoming next on scene moment when you started your TV show you were hosting? You were like, wow, I'm totally in the right field of business.
Okay, so I was at the supermarket, and the cashier said to me, oh, are you on that show on TV, on that Hidden Gem show? I was like, oh, my God, yes, you watched it.
That is so awesome. That's cool. That's a cool moment.
Like, oh, my God. Yeah. And then someone else, like, people just kept asking me, were you on that show? And was that, like, an ongoing thing? Are you going to continue to do it? Oh, my goodness. It just felt good that
totally.
People were watching.
So where, so how can people, do they have to live in Stone? Is it only in the Stone area, or can people watch it outside of it?
Okay, so if you're not in the Stoughton area or the South Shore, you can just go to stoughtontv.com and you'll see all the shows. And you'll also be able to see all the other shows that Stoughton TV provides.
Awesome. And do you know yet, like, when ideally you usually air them? Like, how often? Do you usually do, like, once a week? Like, when you rebrand, are you going to do once a month? Are you still figuring that out?
Yeah, so I'd like to film, like, maybe once or twice a week. And so right after we film, we edit and we put it on. So, like, maybe two shows per month.
Awesome.
But I'm gearing on doing a lot more.
Love it.
Or trying to. But the shows that we do once a week, that airs until the next show comes on.
So everybody's got to go check it out. So StoughtonTV.com, is that what it is?
Yeah, StoughtonTV.com.
Awesome. Cool stuff. All right, Michelle, you ready for some game time?
Yes.
All right, let's play some game time. There's no limit for, like, how fast you have to answer the questions. This is just a fun way for all of us to get to know you outside of your awesome career. So what is Michelle Sophie's favorite food?
Okay, my favorite food, well, it'll have to be, it sounds so, you know, it's pizza, I guess.
Okay, that's good. Be more specific. What kind of pizza are we talking about?
Okay, so I love Greek pizza.
Love Greek pizza.
And just plain cheese. I really don't like any stuff on it. Just plain cheese. If I have to have something, maybe cooked onions and green peppers.
Yummy. Sounds delicious. Mm-hmm. And where do you go for this ideal pizza?
So there's a store out here in Stoughton called Old Country Pizzeria. So I can get it right there.
Love it. Great stuff. Mm-hmm. Okay. So you are a fashionista. So next question is, if you could wear one outfit for the rest of your life, what would it be and why?
Okay. So it'll have to be, let's see, a bootcut, great fitting Levi jeans.
Ooh.
Only because I can dress it up. Yeah, I can dress it up. I can dress it down. I can wear boots, cowboy boots, heels. I can wear sneakers with it. any type of top, but it will definitely have to be a boot cut, well-fitted Levi jean.
I love it. That is so specific. So what kind of top would you wear with that, and what kind of shoes?
So like I said, I can wear, if I'm going out, I can wear heels with a nice top in the summer. I can wear a nice strappy.
Yeah, but remember, you only have one outfit. So you have to pick one top and one pair of shoes with the jeans.
Oh, yes.
So okay, I'm like, wait a minute here. You're not going to have all these options. We got to come back a little bit.
Okay. All right. So it will definitely have to be then. It will have to be my jeans with button-down Oxford and my cowboy boots.
So cute. Comfortable, fashion-forward, loving it.
Yeah.
Loving it. Okay, awesome answer. Okay, next question. Being the travel guru that you are, where is the favorite place that you've ever traveled? And what is your second question, bucket list travel destination next?
Okay, so, you know, I love Morocco, so that will have to be number one. I also love Italy, and there's more towns and cities I have to visit in Italy, and also Morocco. So, you know, I would have to say Morocco first. And next on my list, it would have to be either the Maldives or South Africa.
Oh, my God. Great choices. The Maldives are like 30. My friends went for their honeymoon. It was like 30 plus hours or something.
Yeah. It's really far. That's why I'm hesitant. But I have to prepare myself because I definitely want to go.
Got to just do it.
That's on water.
Love it. It's true. It looks incredible. Like magical.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So cool. Love your choices. Okay. What is Michelle's favorite TV guilty pleasure?
Okay. I'm weaning off network TV right now. I love YouTube, but if I have to continue watching it, it'll have to be Masterpiece Theater. I just love it.
Where do you watch that? What channel?
Channel 2.
Oh my God. I love it.
So Masterpiece Theater, it's different programs. Like, they have different shows like Downton Abbey. They have The Clarks. They have all these different
classic, like old school classics, basically.
Yes.
Love it.
Yes, based in England.
So cool. Yes. I love all that English stuff, shows. Too. Love that stuff.
Uh-huh.
I'm fascinated by the royals and, like, all of that old school lifestyle.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. So cool. All right. Great choices. All right. Final question of the day. If you won $1 million tomorrow, what would be the first three things you would do with it and why?
$1 million. Okay, so we all know that if you win $1 million, it's really about $600,000.
Yep, good point.
Taxes.
Yep.
So what I would do is pay off my mortgage, number one, and then I will gift some of my family members, and then I would give to my favorite charity. And bank the rest for, you know.
Love it. Great stuff. You know what? I realized I had two more questions because it's holiday season. So I wanted to ask two fun questions.
Okay.
Special for you. So what is your favorite holiday cocktail?
Ooh, my favorite. You know, I used to love eggnog, but I don't anymore. I think what I would do is a really great glass of wine. I love blends.
Love blends,
so
too.
So I would have one glass of wine and just nurse it the whole night or the whole day.
Love it. Why not?
That's what I do. Yeah.
Why not?
It's great.
And then my final question is what is your favorite family tradition during the holiday season?
All right. So what we do is we basically do nothing. So we'd light a fire. And we will sit around the fire. We'll be all over the house just doing nothing and, you know, eating, just plenty of food. We'll eat, we'll nap, we'll chit-chat. And it's just a peaceful, peaceful serenity time that is just immeasurable. It's just so peaceful and nice.
And that's what we do.
We just sit around and just enjoy each other.
I mean, there's nothing better than that, I think, personally.
Yeah.
I think the holiday times are really just to kind of shut off, I feel like, and just be with family, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's good stuff. Well, you are so awesome, Michelle. Thank you so much for coming on today. Can you tell everybody how they can follow you on social media?
Yeah, sure. So right now I'm on Instagram. You can find me at Michelle Sophie. And I just changed my name to Born Trini 21. Because I'm from Trinidad, so I changed it.
Love
I'll
it.
Probably change it again.
I'll probably change it again. You're so funny. So that's the best way to do it. And then do you have a website? How can they get in touch with you?
So you can also always email me at M, last name, S as in Sam, O, F as in Frank, I, 21 at yahoo.com.
Love it. Well, everybody needs to reach out to this rock star. Michelle is so awesome and doing such great things for the community. So definitely be sure to reach out to her, check out her new show, check out her other episodes at stonedtv.com. And thank you again, Michelle, for so much again for coming on to becoming Next On Scene. And stay tuned for Who's Next On Scene.
The ups, the downs, and all the in-between. What it takes to become Next On Scene. Are you next? Follow us at Next On Scene.